and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is the leader of Fan the Flames Global Ministries, Naeem Collins. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Woo. Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker.
Yes.
And welcome.
Hi there.
Lori and I are back with you. We're the elders now, Lori.
I know. That's so weird. Never thought I'd be an elder, but I guess I am, right?
I was the kid all these years. When I started preaching, they thought I was 16.
Yeah.
I looked young when I was.
Yeah,
I was
you still
actually
look
19,
young, honey.
But
really,
I look 16,
you're very youthful. Yes.
I'm still youthful.
Yes,
yes.
Oh,
you
yeah.
are. Absolutely.
At my age.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, yeah.
You and really Lori are. Just returned retirement age,
which well, I guess they call it. I don't. All I know is I got my Medicare card. My Medicare card.
Medicare.
You know, I'm like. Got
Has
my
it done any good for you yet?
No,
you used
not
it?
A thing. No, nothing.
Not even a discount.
You got to use it. You got all those
It's just the
blessings.
Fact that, you know, you turn 65. It's kind of one of those milestones, and you're just like, whoa, how did I get here? Where did the years go?
Yeah.
Isn't it like that a lot? It's just like, where?
When
it,
you were that, can I say, wild teenager?
Yeah.
You never thought you'd get old. You
no.
thought you were going to live forever as young.
Yeah, or I wouldn't make it very
you
long.
The yeah. doctors didn't think you'd make it because you took so much drugs when you were
yeah,
a kid.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. Yeah.
But your brain's pretty good.
Yeah, it's miracle from God. It's God,
now,
really.
In high school, you told me just a few minutes ago you didn't read a lot of books.
No.
Very, but you do now. You read a book yeah. a day. How?
I read a lot of books, and what? I read the most amazing books that we get to offer you.
And you read the book for today's show.
From, yes,
and you
from Dr.
were flipping
Naeem.
Out over it.
Yes. We have Dr. Naeem Collins with yes. us.
Welcome, him.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Jim.
Where do you live
Pastor
now? You moved, didn't you? Where are you living?
So, actually, I live in Wilmington, Delaware.
Yes.
I'm actually about maybe 15 minutes south of, well, Philadelphia, but I'm in Delaware. Wilmington,
now, you're
Delaware.
A twin.
I am.
Yeah. And you and your brother.
Hakeem.
And Naeem
yes.
are your twins.
Yes, sir.
And they can't separate you, right? I mean,
no, we're inseparable.
And you two really started a church in what city?
So we started a church, Pastor Jim and Lori, we started a church in Wilmington, Delaware.
Oh.
It's actually located on 2200.
Oh, there it is. We have it.
There
wow.
it is. It's right in the heart of the city of Wilmington.
Well, is that a historic church?
It's a historical
gorgeous.
Church. Beautiful. It is. It is. And so, and you can see
stained
on the inside.
Stained glass windows.
And actually, we did all of the work. The picture that you see there, that's actually our launch that happened on September the 9th. So that was our launch of that the ministry.
Is. So it's just been a few months.
Just only been, we actually about a month in.
Oh,
just
wow.
About a month in.
Amazing.
Have they accepted you in the community?
Oh, they love us in the community. They, you know, and it's interesting because we even had, when we first started and we started seeing, people have started to see some activity, people going in and out of the church. And so right there, right on the corner there, there is a heavy drug activity, a lot of, you know, mm-hmm. homelessness, a lot of things that's going on that corner there. And what we started noticing is that once we got in there and started praying and just the spirit started moving, we started to see a lot of the activities like.
Are you doing outreach already?
Down. Say it again.
Are you doing outreach in the community?
Not yet. But what is happening is there is.
You just moved in.
We just that's moved. Right. We were freshly moved in and we
How
started
How did
seeing.
You get that gorgeous church?
So my brother, he had received a revelation from the Holy Spirit. God had said to him, you know, he wasn't thinking about pastoring a church. He wasn't thinking about none of that. And the Lord said to him, I want you to start a church in Wilmington. And he said, what? I don't know. I don't know nothing about pastoring. I don't know nothing about anything, you know. And so he just trusted God. And so literally, because we know we're in the year 2022, and the Lord really been dealing with both my brother and I about that we're in the year of Isaiah 22 and 22, and that the Lord will give us keys. And so whatever yeah. you open shall not be closed. Whatever you close shall not be open. And so in 22 days, as he obeyed the Lord, God literally gave him the keys to that particular building.
Wow.
It's gorgeous.
And it actually holds over about 300 to 400 people.
But you got to tell them what happened when you guys went to Hawaii,
the number of the church.
Oh, yeah.
This is so prophetic to what you were saying about the key.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we believe that we are in the year 2022, the year of the key, where God is going to give us divine access. And so in that moment, we didn't, you know, my brother, of course, didn't realize what God was going to do prophetically. Mm-hmm. And so the Lord said, I want you to start a church in Wilmington. And so literally in 22 days, as my brother obeyed God through radical obedience, he just started searching, and doors started opening where a property manager reached out to him and says, hey, we're actually moving from our present location and we're moving into another building. And so there was conversation about it. And so in literally in 22 days, Pastor Jim and Lori, my brother received the keys to this building.
Wow.
So we were ministering in Hawaii right after that. And we found ourselves, the host had us, and they didn't even know that, had us on the 22nd floor.
Of course.
And so it's just so prophetic in the timing of the Lord. And being obedient to the Lord when he speaks to you, even you don't have an understanding of what you're doing, how to do it, but just through his radical obedience, we started seeing God confirming his word.
Yeah. Yes.
Amen. And so
what part do numbers play in prophetic, do you think?
Numbers plays because we know God speaks in numbers.
Yeah.
He does.
And so we realize.
I want God's people to get this. This is so important.
Yes.
Because
yes.
You want confirmation. God has done it for me my whole life.
Yes.
And the numbers come up and I love numbers. We had a guest on the show the other
day. We had Troy Brewer on.
That's what I was just looking at. Numbers that preach.
Yes.
And numbers that, like, I love that you said that, Mondo, numbers that preach and numbers that speak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we know that God was speaking in the number too, because we're twins.
Yes.
And so we know that. That, you know, the Bible says, let every word be established out of the mouth of two or three witnesses.
Yeah, that's right.
And so we saw this number come up, 22, and he was speaking to us about year 22. And actually the location, Pastor Jim and Lori, is located on 2200 North Market Street in Wilmington. And so, and the church is, you know, has double doors. And so we know this is the season of double.
Wow.
And God is witnessing, and he's testifying,
God
and he's
is
confirming
speaking
his word.
That over and over again to get that this year for us.
Yes.
Is double.
Double.
That's right.
God's given us double for our trouble. Is anybody going through any trouble ever?
Sure.
Yes.
Of course.
You're owed double from the devil.
Yeah.
He has to give it up.
That's right.
We want double for our trouble. Amen.
Amen.
Nahum is a prophetic voice. Anointing gifts.
Yeah.
Totally.
And healing, prophecy, the supernatural. His brother is a twin brother.
Yes.
They're probably, I don't know of any twins that are prophetic. Do you know of any other prophetic twins? I'm sure you met somebody somewhere.
We've met a few. There is twins in London that works very closely with Dr. Sharon Stone. And so they are in London, but that's the only other twins that we know.
So you're the leader of your ministry.
Yes, sir.
And Fan the Flames Global Ministry.
Yes.
What's Fan the Flame?
So Fan of Flame Global Ministry is pretty much is to activate, you know, I believe the Lord has called me. One of my areas in the prophetic is like a Samuel type prophet. And my heartbeat, Pastor Mondo, is to really equip and to train. I believe it's so important in the prophetic is to have prophetic education.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is my heart. That is my assignment. I believe to the body is to help raise up, to help reintroduce the prophetic in this hour as we know it.
Wow.
That's
why it's so funny you said that, because the moment you walked in, you said this book is a textbook everyone in the prophetic ministry or even outside of it, pastors, evangelists, need to have.
Yes, sir.
You write according to what your calling is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's pretty astonishing.
Your brother wrote the foreword to this book.
Yes,
Hakeem.
Sir. Yes, he did.
And he calls it a prophetic manual for every believer. And Lori, you said the same thing. You said, everybody
true.
Should have the book
everybody,
as a textbook about the prophet.
Everybody
prophetic.
Should. I mean, Nahum goes into areas, it is so deep and so wide, but it's so easy to understand.
Yes.
If you take time to read it and study to show yourself approved. I mean, really, thank you for writing this, because it really, every single prophet or anybody around the prophetic which we are all, in the audience, we're around the prophetic all the time. So maybe we don't think we're prophetic, or, you know, we're hosting the prophetic, or Jim's, you know, prophetic, or whatever, whoever around us. The thing is that to understand it, even if you're maybe, you feel maybe you're not called to the prophetic. We have what's called the prophets network.
But how important is to hear the voice of the prophets? The Bible says God's not going to do anything that he doesn't tell his prophets. Absolutely. I want to know what God wants us to do.
Amen.
And Cindy Jacobs wrote, did she write the foreword to this book?
She also,
another foreword?
Yes.
Let me just say real quick
Cindy say?
Well, here's what Hakeem said. He said that the name of the book, first of all, by Naeem, is Power Prophecy.
Yes.
And this is, your brother wrote this. I believe Power Prophecy, this book, I believe is a prophetic manual for every believer ready to discover the ancient truths that the prophets of old experienced and encountered in their day. Unlike them, today's believers can discover their prophetic DNA to host the supernatural everywhere they go to advance the glory of God on earth. Hakeem also went on to say about this book that his brother, Dr. Naeem Collins, gives you, the reader, the prophetic advantage to change, shift, and create atmospheres, climates, and environments that are conducive for miraculous manifestations in the life of believers. This book will help you to become not just a reader of God's word, but also a doer.
Amen.
And that's, we're supposed to be doers of the word of God, not just read it, but be active in it.
Read
a
little bit from Cindy Jacobs forward.
Just she so also
people know Cindy.
Yes.
But what did Cindy have to say?
Well, she had so much to say. Let me just, she said, you're about to read a very important book. Talks about Dr. Naeem Collins has done the whole body of Christ a service in writing it. While there are excellent books on the gift of prophecy, this one takes our knowledge of how to both function and manifest the full scope of its name, Power Prophecy. She goes on to say, she's been prophesying on various levels for over 60 years as of this writing. While I was always aware that what I had was gifted by God, through those years, I've had seasons in which God challenged me to stretch myself more in the use of the gift. And then she goes on to explain some personal, interesting information. You'll have to get the book to read that. I mean it. Because I was even a little surprised when she was very candid about what she had learned. And she said, but it took her so many years to get to that point of what she had learned, and some correction in her theology even. But she said, as I read this book, I saw that Naeem Collins has no such problem. He teaches truth that took me many years to discover. So she goes on and on.
Tell us about what you've discovered. I mean, tell us just some of the things right off the top. Let's get into the book a little bit.
So one of the things that I've discovered, and this is pretty much the reason behind me writing this book on Power Prophecy, because my first book is called Realms of the Prophetic. And so in that book, I just kind of went through the different realms, the different dimensions, and just to kind of teach on what the prophetic is. But as I was pouring over the scriptures and studying the scriptures, I recognized something in the prophetic mantle that you don't oftentimes see through prophets, because oftentimes when we hear prophetic or those terms, prophet, it's usually spoken. It's usually communicative gift. It's usually thus saith the Lord. And so I begin to see a common thread from Genesis all the way to Revelation, from the Old Testament to the New Testament. And I said, there's something. And what struck me, Pastor Jim and Lori, is when I got to Ezekiel 37. And in that, it paints a very powerful picture through the prophet Ezekiel of the power of prophecy. And so that's the foundation of where I begin to see the power of prophecy, and just not in just declaring and speaking forth the word of God, but seeing the manifestation of words being released through the prophets or those who are prophetic. And so that's where the power came. And I looked at that text, and I saw in Ezekiel that as he spoke, the Lord said to the prophet, can these dry bones live?
Yeah. Right.
And so what the Lord said to him, he said, yes, Lord, you know that it can live. And so what the Lord said to the prophet is, now I need you to participate. I need you to prophesy. Yeah. And so in that, you begin to see through the scattering of the bones, the dry bones, and they were all over the valley. And you could see that as the prophet begins to speak the word of God, you begin to see reformation. You see the bones coming together. You see alignment. You see connection. Yes. You see the skin and the sewings begin to come together. And I begin to see, and the Lord takes us through, walking us through scriptures to see how the power of prophecy. So there's some things that when you speak a word, there's some things that you may not see right now happen, but as you speak, things are coming together, things are aligning, things are being corrected, things are adjusting and shifting. And so that where I saw the power of prophecy take place.
Wow. Do you believe we're seeing a resurgence of anointing and the release of the prophetic ministry? I believe every church should have prophets in it. I believe God wants to raise up prophets, but it's a scary thing to prophesy.
Absolutely. I say this sometimes, you know, is that we need for-profit ministries. What I mean by that is, and I'm not just talking about, I'm not talking about monetary, I'm talking about for-profits. And so we're seeing, because there's too many non-profit ministries.
They are.
You know, where.
Why do they not want prophets? In some churches, they are shocked. I've been shocked in the last few months that there are people that don't want to recognize the prophets. And here we're building a network that God said, build a network for the prophets. Yeah. And here I feel like I'm sitting out on a ledge, you know, almost doing this. But it's important. Don't you want to hear what God thus saith the Lord? Absolutely. We need to hear people who hear from God.
Amen. Wait,
can I go back just a little bit? When's the first time you felt you had a prophetic gift? Were you young? When you God first spoke to you, what happened?
Yeah, I was actually about 8 years old when I heard the voice of God. And of course, you know, me and my brother both being twins, and we were in a Baptist church at the time. So at that moment, there was no grid. There was no teaching on the prophets, you know, at that time. You know, there were some limited books, you know, and actually, in fact, my first book on the prophetic was actually Cindy Jim's book, Voice of God.
And so
me reading that book, and we thank God for prophets who write, who scribe books and put out literature on that subject, because it helps us to understand what we have. And Pastor Lou, you was talking about that. So I was about 8 years old. We were in a Baptist church. And at the time, our pastor, he was legally blind. He could not see, fully blind. And my brother and I were sitting on the front row of the church. We just loved God. We didn't know about prophets. We didn't know about the gifts or any of those things. And then suddenly the Lord opened our eyes. We saw a vision of the Lord Jesus behind our pastor as he was preaching.
You both saw it?
We both saw it at the same time.
Wow.
And my brother and I kind of was like, did you see what I see? And we like, you know, yeah.
And you're 8 years old.
8 years old.
Okay.
And God has opened up our spiritual eyes. Now, of course, at that time, we didn't know that it was prophetic. We didn't know that these were gifts. And now, mind you, we're in a church that doesn't teach on the prophetic, doesn't teach on prophets. We didn't even have a language for the prophetic or what a prophet was.
Yeah.
But God sovereignly began to open our eyes and introduce us to the supernatural in that way.
Did you tell anybody what you saw?
Me and my brother, we just kind of became sounding boards for each other.
Yeah.
And and so we just kind of, you know, at that age, we just felt that it was normal for us. You know, didn't have any text on it or any understanding of it, but we just thought
that
it was normal.
So when did you know that God was using you to prophesy?
So when we were about 14, we were in a meeting, we were in a service, and a woman of God, and this is the first time that we were introduced to a prophet, so to speak, someone who was known as a prophet. And so a lady called us out, me, my brother, and another young man, and she said that the Lord has called you to be prophets and that you will begin to speak for the Lord and you will hear the voice of God and he's going to use you greatly, the both of us. And so that's where we begin to recognize that prophetic call. And that's when we had an understanding of that. And so then thereafter, we began to search the scriptures, begin to study. And again, we didn't have, there was no mentors. There were no one that we recognized in Wilmington, Delaware, who recognized or were known as a prophet. And so we were searching, the internet, and we came across Bob Jones.
Wow.
And one of his spiritual sons were actually doing a teaching and was training people in the prophetic. And so it was right in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
And my brother and I said, we got to go. We got to go. You know, we were probably, you know, we were at that time, you know, we just got in the car and we just took a road trip down to North Carolina. And
so you're teenagers.
We're teenagers.
Okay.
We're teenagers.
This is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just got on the internet. I have to get this story right now. Yeah. I love this story. Good job, honey. Well,
Rick Joyner's with Bob Jones.
So Bob Jones.
You know Rick?
Absolutely. Yes.
He's the prophet. Star. Yep.
Okay. So.
So tell me more about this.
So you went to this meeting.
What happened?
So we go to Asheville, and so we are actually in the mountains. And you know, Todd Bentley has been there. I mean, just some of the prophets that we heard, and you know, and so we're in one of this Bob Jones' spiritual sons and daughter's house, and they're doing prophetic training. They said, "Do you want to meet our spiritual papa?" And we said, "Yeah." This is the first time we've heard of Bob Jones,
sure.
We didn't know him, you know. And so we get into his house, and there are other prophets in there, other people, and they're prophets from Germany and different nations, and they had interpreters. And so to us, we was like, this was cool, but it was like different, you know?
Yeah.
And Bob Jones is actually prophesying, and the way he was speaking, it was almost like he was speaking in riddles.
Yeah.
You know, it was very hard for us to understand some of the things that he was saying.
Yeah.
And so what was so profound, Mondo, is that he said to us, he said, I knew you were coming.
Oh,
and he began to tell us back.
Of course he did. Yeah.
He knew.
Oh, I know.
He knew him. Oh, yeah. He said, I knew you guys were coming.
Oh.
And he began to tell us a story about him. He had passed away back in 1978, I believe, somewhere around there. And he said, the Lord said, I'm not done with you. I'm going to send you back, and I'm going to send you different prophets from different nationalities, different races. And he said, you know, and Bob said, you know, the Lord said, I'm going to send you. 5 Negroes.
That's how he said it.
He's a country boy.
Oh yeah. Oh. And so he said, God said, I'm going to send you. And he said, and you two are the 2 of the 5.
Wow.
That the Lord showed me that I'm going to send. And that you will be a part of in the Northeast, that you will be a part of this great harvest of souls.
How rare for you to get an audience with Bob Jones right early like that.
Because
Rick Joyner believes that Bob Jones is one of the most accurate prophets of all time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It had to be nothing but the Lord.
Yeah.
Simply miraculous.
And God showed him you before you got to his house.
Before we got there. And he said, I knew you guys were coming. In fact, he actually took me and my brother out to lunch. And his spiritual sons and daughter were a little jealous because it's like, he doesn't even take us to lunch.
Right.
You know, so they said, I know that it is God and that you were a sign from God that you were to come. And so
it's real, though.
Oh, it's real. Mm. It's real.
For real.
And your walk is real.
Amen.
And I'm forgive me for using my own stories, but it is my own show. So I get
you
to talk once in a while. But Bob Jones, when I got out of prison, I was asked to preach at Rick Joyner's. And I keep asking, Rick, why would you ask a prisoner to come and preach? And it was a big conference there at Heritage because he had rented the big barn auditorium. And so I was sitting in my old dressing room.
Yes.
Backstage all by myself in that big old back room there. And the prophet walks in, Bob Jones. I think was the first time I ever met Bob Jones.
Hmm.
And I'm sitting there scared to death. I'm shaking because I got to preach the next night. And I had been in prison and I didn't know if they're going to spit on me or, you know, what, you know, you ever been scared? I was really scared. And Bob Jones came up to me with a long t-shirt on. Did you ever see him? He dressed as something.
He'd have like a long sweatshirt on.
Yes.
A long
and his
shirt.
Pants up to his knees almost. I mean, and if that's the fashion of prophets, they're not very fashionable. You're the most fashionable prophet, by the way, that I know.
I know.
And so, I'm going to touch you, so don't get scared.
Yes, sir.
Bob Jones. No, Bob Jones comes up to me. I won't touch you.
Okay.
Bob Jones says, I break the soul ties off you. I mean, he didn't say hello. He didn't say, God bless you, I love you. It pushed it right in my gut. He says, I'm breaking the soul ties off you.
Oh, yeah.
And I had not dated any at all since prison. My wife and I divorced in prison. And I couldn't go out.
Yeah.
I felt like it was cheating on being, I was a married man. Married men don't do that. And I wouldn't be married today if Bob Jones, he took the soul ties from me. Mm. That he knew.
He just went in and broke them off.
Bob Jones has prophesied some of the most amazing things.
He really has.
To the date.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the one of them, the baseball
World
game.
World Series.
Wasn't that a, that was an amazing prophecy? Yeah.
I think about the Kansas City Chiefs winning, I think, the Super Bowl, and it was something very profound.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many. We'd have to show it up. So you guys have this experience with the great prophet of our day, Bob Jones. And so you go, you just go back to church. Was it your grandma that took you to church?
So, yes, our grandmother was very instrumental and key to our walk with the Lord, our journey with the Lord. She won that because... You know, our father at the time was a devout Muslim. And our mother was also, she was not saved. And so we were not in a household where there were, we wasn't raised in a Christian household. And so we didn't have that rearing and that upbringing. We wasn't trained in the Lord at the time. And so our grandmother knew there was something on me, my brother, that was different and special. And so she said, I have to get them into church. And so she would take us to the church, the Baptist church that I'm referring to. And she would just take us. And then from there, that had started and sparked what we see now because of my grandmother. And this, and it takes a praying grandmother.
It does. I mean, I know we
we give grace and give honor to our grandmothers, our grandparents who pray and it's instrumental in introducing us to the Lord.
Tell us
what your name means.
So my name is Naeem, and so it's actually, it's Arabic in its roots. And so Naeem actually means tranquility. It means peacemaker.
What are your brother's name?
And so Hakeem, his name is also Arabic in its roots, and it's, his name means wisdom, one who is wise, and or a physician.
Did your dad name you?
No, our mother named us.
Your mom named you.
Another, a mother.
And who
named
was born first?
So I was actually born first.
Okay, I couldn't remember. I had to ask. Yes, okay.
So even though Hakeem acts like he's always, born first.
You're right.
And he always says that, you know, because we're 5 minutes apart, Pastor Lori. And so Hakeem said, I had to literally kick you out. Yeah. So I needed 5 minutes of my own time.
That is so good. Oh,
man. This man, Naeem Collins, is recognized as one of the voices of prophets today.
That's right.
And I'd love for you to read his book.
Yes.
And this is powerful. Lori, do you recommend this book?
Absolutely.
You read this book?
I
You're
have.
The book reader in my family now. I read them, but I read them fast.
Yeah, you're a speed
Lori's
reader.
Lori's a little slower than I am.
I'm not
but
speed
she likes
reader.
To read them and
well,
digest
I
them more.
I read them. I highlight them. I mark in them. I mean, I get into it. And I learn. I mean, the more I read, the more I study, the more I learn about the things of God. I want everything God has. And
Come on.
If you want everything God has, you're really serious about it. It's these type of books that we bring to you for you to grow in the things of God, especially now in this day and age.
This is a college book for them, really, on the prophecy.
It's phenomenal.
The power of prophecy, releasing miracles through the power of prophecy.
Yes, and I love how you have in here, Naeem, how the different parts of the book where you go in the power of prophecy and then several different chapters on the book. Part two, the manifestation gifts, which I personally love this part, the communicative gifts,
it's
hard for me to say that word. I need your help on that. Power gifts. Okay, the next one, amazing. It'll blow your mind because you've never thought about angels like this. The ministry of angels. And you go to places that I really didn't.
You really spent a lot of time on angels in this book, didn't you?
I did. It was so important to me because, again, when I was looking and searching the scripture about the prophetic, I just kept seeing angelic activity. Just with Moses, you see that he had an encounter with the angel of the Lord. You know, the scriptures talks about even Abraham in Genesis chapter 20, when God's, you know, identify Abraham as a prophet. And you see that, you know, though that Abraham, you don't see a lot of texts about Abraham prophesying or, you know, declaring the future or what is God saying. But being prophetic is, again, more than just hearing the voice of God, is having encounters with God. And so Abraham, being a prophet, was one who experienced in God appearing to him. And so you see angels visiting Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And so God, you see a lot of angelic partnership with the prophets. And so, of course, we see with Elijah, when he declared, there is more that is with us than those that is against us. And so you see angels working with also the ministry of angels working in connection with the ministry
of
the
prophet. Can we see angels today, do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Angels minister today?
Absolutely. Yeah, just as angels ministers then, they also ministers today. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes, because I've had conversations about people wanting to see angels. Now, mm-hmm. we know we don't worship angels.
No.
But you can sense angelic activity. You can just as you can sense the Holy Spirit moving, mm-hmm. you can sense angelic activity. You can feel, mm-hmm. you can see. And angels mm-hmm. also show up to us in dreams.
Yeah.
And so people say, I didn't see an angel, And so sometimes angels will come to us in visions. It comes to us in dreams.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's all right to have a vision from angels to have a talk with. Lori had talked to angels.
We did. It was at Rick Joyner's. And I don't know if Bob Jones might have been at that meeting.
Probably
that time.
Was.
I think he was. It was in early days when we were first married. And I really did have an angelic
visit with an angel
in the middle of the night. I had begged God. I pleaded with him. I asked, please, I'm ready for this. I can take it. I thought I was going to have an angel show up right next to me, like Bobby Connor, knocking on the door and stuff. But no, it didn't happen that way. It was more of a visitation. And as soon as I woke up, I said, Jim, I've got to tell you about this amazing visitation from an angel I had. He said, you don't have to tell me. Let me tell you. You spoke it out the whole time.
Wow.
While I was sleeping.
I laid by her and heard every word. And she talked it out loud, her visit with this angel.
Wow. Yeah.
And he told you about the future.
I can still feel it. Yeah. I cannot just see it.
And that angel showed you Morningside. Yeah. So you folks that are here, be still.
Yeah.
You know that God is here.
Yeah.
But you saw one of the buildings, and you didn't even know what it was until we were building the building. And Lori doesn't go on the building sites all the time, but she came out on that building site, and she says, this is what I saw with the angel visit.
Years ago, prior. And, you just said something else that I had
I want
down.
Everybody to get the book
everybody,
that really wants supernatural.
Yes. Don't you
it's
want the supernatural?
It's real.
I love it.
It's real. Mm-hmm. I know it's real. Amen?
Amen. Amen. So there's one book for $25 donation to the ministry that includes shipping and handling. But you know me, I love the friends and family. So you can get three books for $65 and bless somebody with this book. Give it as a gift. And that includes shipping and handling. You can also get the Baker's Dozen. I'm sure we put that together.
Yes, we have our Baker's Dozen available. That's 13 books for a donation of $200 to the ministry. That includes shipping and handling as well. Call our toll-free number, 1-888-988-1588. Also, go to the website, jimbakershow.com. And we've been saying, what an amazing Christmas gift.
Yes.
This is the season to give something that will truly make an impact in your loved ones, change their life, build them up to really enter into the destiny that God has for each and every single one of us.
Now, you know what I love that you just said something? You just answered a big question that I've had for me personally. Okay. I had another angel visitation one time, and it was, fast forward a couple years, we were living in Florida. We were living in the panhandle of Florida. I didn't really care for the area. Please forgive me that live in that area, but I didn't care for the area. We were really out in the middle of nowhere. I thought, I was a city girl. I didn't know, and also next thing I know, I have left my home in Phoenix,
and left LA,
left Charlotte.
You didn't eat possum, that's why.
And now I'm in the possum capital of the world. And I'm like, now, where did he bring me now? I told Jim I would follow him anywhere, right? I will go where you go. Here we go. Okay, so we end up in this place that is really just hardcore. How would you say? Hardcore country. It's like nothing I'd ever experienced. Come to find out two things. One thing was, we found out later, after we had lived there for 2 years, we found this out later, Bob Jones had lived on the street right next to us we even lived there in that house that John and Joyce bought for us to live in. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Sunny Hill, he lived on the street.
You mentioned John and Joyce Caruso.
Yes.
If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
That's right.
Amen. We were nothing.
God used
and
them.
They gave us a home to live in Florida. Mondo, you mm-hmm. lived with us. So mm-hmm. we had all of our kids. Yeah. We adopted all these kids. And we had no home. They bought a home and let us live in it. A lovely home. So all we were packed in the house. But it was the best years of our life. The kids, we started them in school there and everything. But there's people in your life, and John turns 90 this yes. week.
That's right.
And I just
want to. Happy birthday, John Caruso.
I just want to thank the Carusos for yes. what they did.
Yes.
We wouldn't be here. You
there's
know what
so
I mean?
Many yes. ways. So
it's
many
like
reasons.
Your mom and all.
Yes.
There's just people that are so important
yes.
in your life.
Absolutely.
Yes.
But I want to get back to angels.
Okay, but let me get real quick back to this one story, because I'm going to tell you. You just answered it. Nope. So this is before we adopted the kids. Mondo, you were around, you know, Jim, you were around, and mom was there, my mom. So you guys were all over at Camp of Hope, or I would call it Hope of Camp sometimes. I don't know. I had to repent before the Lord and ask for forgiveness and everything. So, you know, I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
But I had I'm in our bedroom. You guys are, no one's at home that day. And I'm literally crying like, God, why, where are we? What's our purpose here?
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand mm-hmm. this. I'm really troubled by it. I don't know if I want to stay here. Like, I'm ready to split, you know, I was struggling.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't know what we're going to do, you know? And I all of a sudden had a sense of the whole room was just with an angel in there and was sent as a messenger to calm me down.
Yeah.
Oh, and to say, God, Lori,
yes.
this is God's perfect will for your and Jim's life. Mm. And if it wasn't for that another angelic experience, I don't quite know. The Lord had to send an angel to calm me yes. down, to quiet me. But it was a sense of the angel in the room. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Oh, absolutely.
Naeem, can you counsel me here?
Yes.
I was like, goodness
no,
gracious.
I love that you mentioned that, Pastor Lori, because... And one of the things that I try to emphasize in my books to help activate and acclimate people to the supernatural as it pertains to all things prophetic.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the prophetic is not just hearing the voice of God. That's primarily part of it, but it's understanding your spiritual senses.
Yeah. Oh, that's
and just as we use our natural senses with our sight, our hearing, our touch,
right.
our taste, our smell, that helps us to understand the world around us.
Yes.
And so in the spirit world, we also have spiritual senses that help us to identify what's going on. So though
good.
You may not see an angel, you know,
right.
but you can feel angels.
Yes.
You can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
You
Absolutely.
Know, and so all of those things. And so it's becoming more aware
yes.
and sensitive to angelic activity. And so, and I love that you said that, because one of the functions of the angels are messengers.
Mm-hmm.
And so even you could see in the scriptures, as I studied, I saw how the angel of the Lord spoke to Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And so God was speaking through his messengers. And so
right?
the angels come to speak a message, mm-hmm. to communicate God's message.
Okay, now in the book about, in this book, Naeem, you go into places I've never, I mean, Kimberly and I were studying it together, and our producer, Kim, and I mean, we were both so excited about it, because we're going, wait, I'm like, Kim, read that part again. But you go into the classes and the governmental part structure, and you talk about all of that, they're actually like a civilization.
Oh, yeah.
An angel civilization?
Yes.
They have their own government, you think?
So, yes. And so what people don't understand about angels function in order.
Yeah.
They have and we describe a hierarchy as just an organization, a system or structure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so that's why angels are put in classes or classifications. And so they understand their order. They understand their assignment. They understand their duties. They understand their tasks. They're fully aware, because God is a God of order.
That's yes, right. He is.
And so he sets it governmentally, just as God sets in his church, that's first the apostles, second there. And so the same as angels, is angels function in rank and in order. And so so that's where you get the hierarchy of angels and the classifications, because that's where you are able to best describe the angels' function.
Wow.
And so real. They understand.
You know it's what's phenomenal. So amazing? This is making so it's much sense. So listen, good. I'm going to tell you why you need this book. Because you may feel like you're just an ordinary person.
Come on, Mando.
And yet you feel like you don't qualify to be a prophet of God or a messenger of God. Yet God uses the unqualified folks, people, the unstructured, the people that were forgotten. That's you and I. And it made me think of a drug addict.
Come on.
That was getting, he committed suicide, yet God didn't let him die. Whoa. He overdosed himself, yet God didn't let him die. Yeah. Today, this man is a walking prophet.
Yes.
A prophet that walks into businesses to prophesy, not churches. You see, most of you just want to prophesy inside the church, and that's why it's not working. You have to go back to the book of Galatians and understand that Paul said, Peter was called to the Jews. I was called to the Gentiles. We know each other's roles.
Yeah.
When you as a prophet understand what your role is, the activation of the prophetic will be released in your life. It made me think of Dr. Luke Holter. God called him to prophesy over businesses. And I shared this story. I don't know if it was on the show or during the show or after the show, but I'm going to share it to you real quick, 30 seconds. God gave him a vision through an angel to deliver a prophetic word to a businessman that came and asking God one night, God, I need a $1 million miracle. I don't need $1 million. I need a $1 million miracle because I'm going bankrupt. And if I don't have a miracle within 24 hours, God, my whole business is done. This prophet heard from God, from an angel that gave him the message on how to save this man's business with an ingredient that would change his whole structure of his business. I can tell you stories about how he walked into Google and prophesied over them. Mm-hmm. I can tell you he walked into Microsoft and prophesied over them. He's walking into businesses today to prophesy a word for them, not because they're, you know, some gracious people. No, it's because God gave them instructions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, okay, so we get off on that's ministry good. And angels. Okay, that's the third part. I'm sorry, guys, that we just went all the way there. But I just have to say, when you talk to us and teach us, I told them, go to page 258, Nana. And I go, look at this. Okay, there's all the classes of the angels. He explains it all to us. This is all biblically. This is all biblical.
Yes. Mm.
This is a doctor amazing. Of theology. He is teaching us. This is biblical. It's from the Bible. This isn't all made up, you know. This is the real deal stuff.
In the night, can an angel come and visit you? I dream a lot of dreams. Mm-hmm. But God wants to speak to his people.
Yes, he does.
And he talks about witty inventions. And that, Mando, was a witty invention.
Right.
Yeah.
That was a $1 billion probably by now.
And what Mondo's saying is a book like this, what this does is helps
this is a practical prophecy book.
Yes.
Power of prophecy.
Yes.
And how to use it every day in your life.
That's right.
Now, again, I talk about myself occasionally, but at Heritage USA, I had a dream. Mm-hmm. God showed me what to do. It was God. I woke up in the morning. People say, how do you build that massive high rise and all that big over a period of a couple of years, I built $1 billion worth of buildings. Can you imagine that? God gave me the formula in one night, in one time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I just went and worked the plan.
Right.
That's
people
good.
Say, Jim, you're really bright. You're bright. You know, I tell you about Oral Roberts telling me how bright I was. I was not bright. I have a bright God.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
I hear from God.
Yes.
That's all.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, God's about to do some things here. The devil hates us. I don't care. God is bigger than the devil.
That's right. Yes.
We're going through a lot in this country, but we're going to overcome.
Amen.
Yes.
My God, God give you the most gorgeous church in the midst of depression. This is really a depression going on. We don't know it, but it is. And God will give you the answers.
Yes.
Always does.
God will give you the answers.
I could spend the whole day on angels. You'll be back tomorrow.
We are going to. Oh, we haven't even touched on the other parts, guys.
I was going to talk about seraphims and cherubims.
Yes.
Do you want to say anything about that before we leave?
We want to touch on it now?
Touch on, yeah.
Okay.
Just touch on it.
All right, so
you got to get the
all of the stuff that you guys are saying is so good. I'm just getting so stirred.
Oh, this is.
So as I begin to talk about the different classification of angels, mm-hmm. every angel, or I would say celestial being,
mm-hmm. yeah,
you know, because not all of them are angels, but some of them are unseen beings. And so the seraphims and the cherubims, mm-hmm. and you know, you hear a lot about the seraphims and the cherubims. But what I found so powerful, so the seraphims are actually the ones that pretty much are around the throne of God. You know, they are the fiery ones. They are the burning ones. And so those angelic beings are more around the presence of God. They're considered to be like one of the highest ranking of angels as it pertains to them being closest to the
presence of God. That's what you said. You said these angels are closest to God.
They're closest to God.
They encircle his throne and with their intense fiery light representing his love.
His love. And so they are the stewards of the presence of God. Mm-hmm. And so they are the managers of being around the presence of God. And so that's why worship is so key.
Yeah.
And so that's their pretty much assignment. And they're just, you know, just as far as the way they look, they have, you know, wings, of course, and they have hands and feet. So they can actually talk, of course, you know. And so, but what I found very powerful, Pastor Jim and Lori and Marcella and Manu, like, when I studied the cherubims, I didn't understand fully, like, you know, we say cherubims. The cherubims are actually the guardians. They are actually the chariots of God. So they're just like you have the president or people who are high government officials, and mm-hmm. when they come into a city or to a nation, they are, you know, you see the whole caravan. You see the entourage, I would say, or just, you know, they're like the escorts. Mm-hmm. And so the cherubims are God's chariot. God rides on the cherubim.
The cherubim.
And so, but they have several functions and duties, but they are God's transportation. And so God ride on the wings of the cherubs.
Yeah. Oh, that is so
on
good.
On the winds or the wings. And so the cherub, but they also are the guardians and they are the protectors. They are like God's bodyguards,
wow.
you know? And so, but the powerful thing is this, and that's why it pertains to angelic partnership and angels as it relates to the prophetic and the prophets mm-hmm. is when Elijah was taken up mm-hmm. in a whirlwind. And so we could see, and so they said that there was the chariot of horses or fire of horses.
Right.
That was describing the cherubims because they were coming to transport Elijah up. When they talk about the cherubs or mm-hmm. they talk about the chariots of fire or the horses of fire, they're making reference to the mm-hmm. cherubims.
Wow.
And so that's why when Elijah said to Elisha, if you see me when I'm taken up, you can then receive the mantle, because he asked a difficult thing. He asked a hard thing, right?
He really did.
And what did Elijah was saying to his successor, that when you come to the place where you're able to see angelically, when you're able to see the angels, now you can now receive the mantle.
Wow.
Because now you see as the prophet sees.
Wow.
And so when he was able to see in the unseen realm, now he was ready to carry the mantle.
Wow. So good.
This is supernatural.
It's supernatural.
You believe in the supernatural.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And everybody today, you need the supernatural. You
absolutely.
Need
to believe in it
for what's more coming on earth. That's we have a supernatural God.
Yes, we do.
We have angels around us. We have. You need to read the book and get excited about
that's right.
what God has. And angels is just a part of
oh,
this.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll talk
tomorrow,
more about it
on
tomorrow's broadcast. And, you know, some of the angels are fallen, but there's the biggest share of them are loyal to God.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And they're doing his bidding.
Oh, yeah.
And some even go to earth, come down to earth, and they do things. They go back and forth. And, oh, my God, if you just read your Bible, you're going to get excited
That's
about
right.
God's supernatural. And I know that God is real. I've gone through supernatural things.
Absolutely.
And believe me, God is real.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I want you to order the book today, Power Prophecy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Order the book. It's just $25. That helps us stay on the air as your gift, your giving. But you're going to get back another great book. This is for your prophecy class today. I want you to get it, and I want you to study it.
Get it for maybe the prophets around you. Maybe you have people around you that are just very, you see them moving the prophetic. I mean, they really need this. I said this to you in the green room. Night,
yes.
And I mean it. Every single, we really need to have them in stock here to give to each one of the prophets that come
yes,
on our
absolutely.
Broadcast. And say, here, this you're going to love this. And they will.
I have a word I've never given before from God. There's somebody watching this broadcast. That you're a prophet in training, you know it, but you haven't exercised anything, but you are going to be used of God. Be humble. Always stay humble. Give the glory to God, but let God use you. I want you to read this book. If you can, get a copy of it and read it, but I want you to begin to study, and I want you to follow what God is saying. God says, given me the orders that I was to build a network for the prophets. And he said, there's unknown prophets.
Yes.
And the Collins twins are known now, but they were unknown for a long time. But I'll tell you what, he gave me the story today about coming up with Bob Jones. And I mean, he went up the prophet trail.
Yeah.
You guys followed God.
Yes.
From 8 years old, was it, when you first
8 years
heard
old,
from
yes,
God?
Wow. Yes.
This is a true voice of a prophet. This is where prophets are raised up. I find out, you know, when I was a little boy, I was aware of God. I mean, if I was a little boy, I had a little testament my grandmother gave me. Mm-hmm. I read it every night. Mm-hmm. If I go to sleep and I haven't read it. I'd open that up.
That's right.
And that's how I got called to God. I began to read.
Yeah.
And it says, and I've called you to preach. No, that's not. And I called you to preach. Then I go pick one out of the library. And I called you to preach.
Yes.
Huh, I got the idea. And God called me.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
My calling is for sure.
Yes. Mm.
But you need to study to show yourself approved.
You really do.
You need to read. You need to study. Mm-hmm. Then our time's gone for today.
Yes.
But I want everybody to get this book. It is really a powerful book. And I can't wait for tomorrow.
It's anointed.
I didn't get through all your questions. You've got about 50 more to go.
Yes, everyone can order the book today by calling our toll-free number 1-888-988-1588. You can order one of the books for a $25 love gift to the ministry, or we have our friends and family offer, which is three of the books for a donation of $65. Shipping and handling is included, or better yet, our Baker's Dozen 13 Power Prophecy books, and that's for a donation of $200 to the ministry, shipping and handling included.
Nina, I want to ask you something. Forgive me for calling Nina. Marcella.
Marcella. That's our nickname.
You have some of the yes. product in front of you.
Yes, absolutely.
I've been taking that for about 2 weeks now. I toured Morningside yesterday.
Yes. It was awesome.
And I walked all over.
Amen.
I went to Lori's house, walked inside, went up the room on the mountain. I went to the Prayer Mountain.
It was so cool.
I went everywhere.
Yes.
Wow.
And I spent all day. And I went home and I was still hyper. You know, the only thing I'm taking different is that.
Yes, that's
And
right.
it's for the immune system. So I hope it's working because I want to take some more.
It
makes me want to live and not die.
Amen.
I feel like I was going to die. And I want to live. I got to build something some more. I want to do something.
Amen.
And God's about to do a miracle here at Morningside like nothing before.
Yes.
Amen. This is our city of refuge.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
The Goshen, right, Lori?
Yes, Goshen. Yes. It'll be a light in a dark world.
Maybe people want to try it.
This is an immune optimizer is what it is.
That's
it helps your immune system.
It doesn't heal any diseases, but it helps the immune system. Yes. Bless your body.
Yes, that's
there you
right.
Go.
So we have these. So we have these available right now, and we've partnered with Manna Relief to help bring this new product to you.
Oh,
you can
I
receive one of the 1 month supply for a donation of $74 to the ministry. Shipping and handling is included. And remember, when you order the 1 month supply, we're also partnering to send 500 servings to over 90 countries to help children who are in different countries to help their immune system. This is the hope.
And doctors overseas are telling us it's blessing the children.
Yes.
Making them kids that were so sick are getting well just from putting that in their food.
That's right.
So they're putting this in their food.
Yes, this is 500 servings
that
will be sent.
So that's a gift from you when
that's
you
right.
order.
Amen.
We're sending bags
Amen.
Of them.
Yeah.
More
awesome.
Than you're even ordering, probably,
that's right.
to the children
Absolutely.
Overseas.
Yes. And then we also have a larger bottle, which is one of the immune supply offer for two. So that right there is for a donation of $129 to the ministry, shipping and handling included. With this offer, you'll be sending 1,000 servings of the Hope Boost, which is advanced immune support and nutritional dietary supplement in this offer right there. So this is for two, so
right.
112 servings is in this immune product here. Then we have four, which actually, believe it, this one right here is what most are ordering for their families, for their grandchildren. This is four of the immune support, 4 month supply for two,
wow.
and that's for a donation of $399 to the ministry. When you partner with us, 4,000 servings will go to help children who are in need.
Yes.
So call us today, 1-888-988-1588. This is shipping directly from the manufacturer, so you'll get the product immediately so that you can get started on
this
your health
journey.
This
product was brought to us by one of the great prophets of the world.
Yes, that's right.
Who just endorse it, just love it.
Yeah.
So I want you to order it today. I want you to try it and see if it works. I'm glad to have energy.
Yes, amen.
I don't know, but I just want you to try it.
Yes.
So call us right now at 1-888-988-1588 and order your book, get on the product. We have so many other offers. You can go to jimbakershow.com and see all the different offers we have for you.
I'm waiting for that check for $1 million that somebody's going to send
Amen.
Because I
Amen.
Believe God is going to pay all our bills and we're going to grow and grow.
Yes, Lord.
We need a big partner center here where people can stay, and we're going to have this packed, and the prophets are going to come, and we're going to pack this place out every night with the voice of the prophet.
Amen.
I have to go.
Hey. Thank you,
Naeem. Naeem will be back with me tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you.
God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.